Item number two on the agenda is explanation of the budget. Matt Fortman.
Okay, good evening. My name is Matt Fortman, I'm the fiscal administrator for the Department of Health and Human Services. Thank you all for coming out tonight. I'm just going to give a really brief overview of the budget process, and then we'd like to hear from all of you. So this is our initial public comment meeting about the budget. We haven't had a chance to even formulate our budget yet. So the behavioral health services budget is about a quarter of local property and sales tax funding, which is allocated through an annual calendar year or fiscal year budget process in Milwaukee County. So what's going to happen is in April, the county executive's office will give us our tax levy funding, anticipated tax levy funding targets for the following fiscal year of 2025. We'll put our budget together and then present it to the Mental Health Board for approval. There'll be another opportunity for public feedback later on in June when that budget is a little more fully formed and has more specific initiatives to react to. So watch out for that. And after it's approved by the Mental Health Board, it then gets sent to the county executive, that approves the budget for full adoption in November ahead of the next fiscal year in 2025. So just some overarching priorities that we have for 2025. Some of you may have heard there's some changes to our Children's Mental Health Network of Care. One of the main funding sources for our Children's Mental Health Network, our HMO program, is sunsetting, which sounds very dramatic, but we're working very hard to have a very minimal impact on the actual customers receiving those services. It's very dramatic on the fiscal back end because we're really changing how we're funding a lot of the services that we are funding, but we're doing our best to have pretty minimal impact on the actual services being delivered in the community. So we'll talk more about that at future meetings. Another kind of perennial priority for us over the past several years is just provider rates. We frequently hear from our providers that they need more money to do the important work that we do. Unfortunately, a lot of our fund sources are flat year over year, and we rely on a lot of state funding and our local property tax levy funding that usually doesn't change year over year. So we'll be looking for creative ways to continue to enhance funding to our providers so that they can maintain their high quality services and potentially expand their high quality services. And of course, we'll prioritize what we hear from you tonight. Obviously, we can't make any promises, but we do take your feedback very, very seriously. In years past, we've heard a lot of things in meetings like this about how important certain services are, or how we need to invest funds differently. I know last year we heard a lot about the need for a family resource liaison to help us navigate, or help family members navigate the pretty complex legal system around mental health care in Wisconsin. And so the board actually offered an amendment to provide funding for that position, which is in process of coming online right now. I think we have a signed contract, and that figures will be available soon. So thank you again, everyone, for coming out, and look forward to hearing from you.